In the dance world, male dancers have traditionally had a certain look, but choreographer and dancer Mark Morris has made a name for himself by breaking the mold. Critic at large Laurie Stone has some thoughts on the work of Mark Morris.
Mark Morris, who's a much acclaimed choreographer and dancer from Seattle, has chunky legs and a boxy chest. Looking at that body, his grade school guidance teacher would probably have said, "Dance? I don't think so." But Morris wanted to be a dancer, and an accomplished, compelling dancer he became, performing in some of the most innovative ballet and modern dance companies in the country. Watching Morris's body, in relationship to the feats it performs, is one of the most thrilling aspects of his work. He celebrates the triumph of artistic will and love of work over the always intransigent raw materials of art, whether they're paint, words, or flesh. Morris wanted to be a choreographer too, and he started making dances when he was 11. By now, at age 31, he's created more than 50 dances, most recently a piece for American Ballet Theater featuring Mikhail Baryshnikov. Morris formed his own company when he was in his early 20s, and his 12-member troupe recently performed at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. I went happily. I'd seen the company twice before and each time been entertained and impressed, as well as somewhat put off. This time I had the same mixture of feelings, and all the signature elements of Morris's work were out front. He loves music, all sorts, and his dances are richly expressive of whatever score is at hand. In this case, the pieces ranged from Mozart to songs by Lou Harrison, which were based on Hopi Indian chants and sung by the New York City Gay Men's Chorus. Morris has a delightfully playful spirit. A lot of his pieces are funny, full of surprising twists and mood shifts. He'll make a dance about anything. In past concerts, there were pieces about wrestling, laundry soap commercials, and porno figures. Morris is openly gay and enjoys deconstructing gender in both his person and his dances. He takes curtain calls with his shoulder-length hair flowing and long earrings dangling. Often in his dances, women pair women and men pair men. Women lift each other and even hoist men in the air, forming refreshingly unconventional patterns and a bold new sensuality on the dance stage. The sexiest piece performed in Brooklyn was also the one I liked best, a dance called New Love Song Waltzes. Counterpointing a somber Brahms score, the dancers frolicked and butted each other, goatish spirits set loose from a midsummer night's dream. There are lots of group gropes and communal, polymorphous, perverse arrangements, flickering with eroticism that quickly disperses and recharges other configurations. Morris uses space ingeniously, especially the floor. The dancers roll and undulate through each other's limbs. They're grounded, earthlings, more of Caliban's party than of Ariel's, like Morris himself. But the sex didn't work for me in One Charming Night, a duet danced by Morris and Terry Wexler to Henry Purcell's music. Morris plays a vampire. Wexler, a petite, sinuous dancer, is a naive country girl. There's a lot of insouciance in their flirtation and much clever, graceful dancing. But Wexler keeps coming off starving for affection, and Morris acts contemptuous of her. He has to suppress his distaste in order to get himself even to bite her. The dance leaves a bad taste. It doesn't matter, though, whether Morris is always on target. He's a young, passionate artist, using what he knows and feels to the max. The self-confidence that enables him to take risks seduces you to his vision. Next time he tours in your vicinity, don't miss the chance to see through his eyes.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic, and is a contributor to The Village Voice.